Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's Saturday. Time for the weekly challenge. This week, number 164. The topic is, Everybody, say it all with me. Even if you're standing at the grocery store, just pick up an avocado or maybe some floor cleaner and just go, That moment of thoughtfulness will catch everybody's attention. And then when you put it back, people are like, oh man, what's wrong with this stuff? Maybe I shouldn't get this avocado. Maybe they're not fresh. We had a few folks send in a few stories based on that topic, and let's see who goes first. The winner of last week's poll was Justin of Space Turtle. And there's some sort of sound in. I can't do that sound well anymore. For a while, I think I was doing it better. I'm very sure I was doing it better than Justin. But, you know, it's not how well you do it once or twice. It's consistency. And for consistency, you have to go to Justin. So here he is. Let's see if the baby is joining him. Come on, Melody. You want to say something? Come on, you know you want to.
Closing.
Space Turtle. Justin Lomester here with today's 100-word story. Been not feeling good all week, but that's no excuse not to do the 100-word story. You know, I had a temperature of 104 a little bit ago, but it's down. I was going to cook breakfast on my head tomorrow, but maybe it's better if I don't. I don't have a title, but here it goes.
What's the 100-word story topic for this week? The topic, what is it? Are you even listening to me? Is there something wrong with your mouth? Are you just not talking to me? What's the topic? Justin, stop that and say something.
Oh, finally. Unjinxed.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was playing a game of Gemcraft the whole time, since just before you jinxed me from the other room.
What did we say?
We both suggested pizza.
Oh, right. So what's the topic?
You can do a more realistic, Stupid song. Like a without laughing at the end.
Get away from me. I must be losing my mind.
I'm not too sure how to react to that one. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, the entire Lowmaster family, for the group. You know, even though this podcast has the explicit tag, I think Justin has shown that it's still something good for the whole family. Somehow. Right. You can learn more about Justin. Go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll see links to everybody who sent in a story that sent in a link to include with their story so that when you hear their stories, you can go to the links and learn more about them. Also, this isn't the only place that a lot of people send their stories. They'll usually say on their sites, oh, by the way, I'm sending stuff to this place, send that place, send this place, where you can search for their name, out there in Google, or, go to Great Heights. A lot of them post over there. And actually, I sent in something for this week, and the next one, the topic, I have a challenge to myself, and that is I have to do the Great Heights stories, while in transit. With my BlackBerry and I'm typing, or I record while walking, and then maybe I'll type up a transcript, but I'm horribly lazy when it comes to writing. I mean, I only write 100 words every day. So, where was I? Oh yeah, show notes, podcasting is full of crap, text of the stories if you don't understand them, vote for your favorites. The problem is, there's only been one story so far this week, so, how are you going to know which ones are your favorites? How about I just shut up and put an Orville Joe story on?
Hi, this is Orville Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 164 with a prompt of, I call my story Brotherly Love. The judge said and scowled at the plaintiffs. My first thought is to charge the two of you with contempt for wasting my time. Then you should have to attend counseling for problem solving. For pity's sake, you're adults, and brothers for that matter. I refuse to talk to that thief, the first brother said. No way, that embezzler has divided our family for years, the other countered. The judge finally decided, if you can't equitably divide your father's inheritance, I'll give it to a surgeon who can divide the two of you. The Siamese twins decided to cooperate. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. You know, it's that harmonica at the beginning of Norval Joe's pieces that sets my mood going and my toe tapping. Next up is Guy David. He does the music at the beginning of the podcast, the end of the podcast, and the guy needs a job. Come on, somebody. Somebody hire him. Hire him to do something real cool. Even if it involves, like, you know, pancakes. An ambassador to the land of pancakes. Where is the land of pancakes, anyway? I don't know. I'll go look on a map. Here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 164. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are still working on the solution to the problem of the missing socks. Those three of a perfect pair of socks are getting pretty lonely out there. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is, This is part 4 of the Patchwork Bus. Enjoy! The young librarian lifted her head in surprise as the letter H passed by her desk, followed by 11 M's. As she took a peek over the book she was reading, she saw many letters and words strolling around the library. That can't be right, she thought. She put down her book and started picking books off the shelves, looking for the one the words poured out of. She opened a big book about mechanics. A bus came out of it and accumulated the library, making the librarian his passenger. Welcome to my bus, said Elvis, the bus driver.
Isn't it cool how stories can have arcs, and they're self-contained, but they also spread over other stories? And then you have to wonder how long these arcs can go with the topics that some of us pick. I mean, I didn't think that anyone was going to be able to do much with mmm. But hey, Valiant Westland said mmm in a plurk, and I told Planet Zane, he said, sure, you, okay, and went back to drinking. And your guy, David, is. He's got the story there, so that's cool. Thank you, Guy. Now, it's time for Tom of Footnote. By the way, has he posted anything at Footnote recently? Are we going through this crap again? Tom, you're playing with our hearts. Don't do this to us again. Keep the magic alive, please.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Weekly updates of note. Narvel Joe has moved into the top 10 with 36 stories. Congratulations. Knocking Houston out. Jeffrey from Greater Heights is in the 13th position. Daphne Abernathy is in the 14th position. Terrence of Never Was in the 16th position. Linda has moved up to the 31st position. Mike P. is at 38. And Danny Merkel is at 41. Out of the last 64 stories, only two of them have been under double digits. Quite cool. And we go into 1,808 stories, closing in on 2,000. Total contributors, 182. People have tried it once, 82. And tonight's story is called All the Walls Came Tumbling Down. Jack, check this out. If you go, and look at a digital clock, the numbers vibrate like those magnetic filament bulbs from the 70s. It didn't work. Wait, try this. Keep your teeth touching like a North Texas cowpoke. No good. Okay, keep your feet shoulder length apart, arms at your side, and head tilted slightly downward. I think it's working. I see...
This is Julie Savage from KCAN-TV reporting from the site of the oscillating experiment gone wrong. Blocks of buildings were reduced to rubble by going,
Mr. President, we just lost Portland.
Thank you, Tom. And I want to say thank you for all the statistical genius that you bring to this podcast every week, because I'm too lazy to keep the numbers. Of those 82 people who tried it once and never came back, if you're still listening, what will it take to bring you back? What do I need to do to make this experience one come back for a few more times tastic? You let me know. All right. Next story is by Anima Zabaleta. I don't know if she sent me the text of it. I'm not sure. I haven't heard it yet. She survived the bear attacks, survived the great outdoors, and she's lived to tell this tale.
Hiya, Anima here. I hope your summer has been as spectacular as mine has been. These long days that are warm and sunny just rock my world. And thank you, Guy David, for the intro music. Nice garden, Julie. What are you growing this year?
I thought I would try a new variety of boyfriend vine. This one is a strong grower with solid seed production, clingier than the others, so I'll have to provide good support. I've decided to go with an annual this year. I've tried perennials, and I am tired of being disappointed. Perennials grow good for a few years, and then bam, they wither, quit producing flowers, and basically take up space. I have high hopes for this one.
Uh-oh, he's already trying to speak.
He looked better in the catalog.
Thank you, Anima. Sorry if it took me a while to get back to... Well, you don't know that I took a 10-minute break of just wandering. After that, somebody had tweeted about Moon Movie, this thing by David Bowie's kid, and looks interesting, although the references to Sam Rockwell being a part of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I'd kind of like to forget about that movie. What is it about Douglas Adams that causes really cool things to over time become really, really lousy? I mean, the first book was great, then the second book was, third book, oh no. And before that, the radio series was awesome. And, you know, just, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, but the best thing that ever happened to Douglas Adams was that he died before he started making really, really lousy stuff. Okay, fine. All you DNA fans, come after me. Say, why are you saying all these horrible things about the man? You so... Look, you know, a true fan will look at his stuff and look how things just got worse and worse. I mean, if I start writing stuff that's garbage and you're a fan... Oh, wait, my stuff is already garbage. Next up is Lori. Lori is back again, despite all the, you know, me rambling and all that. Here, I'll just shut up and bring you Lori's story.
I know these two guys that are professional wrestlers. They live in the city and are inseparable. They lived in a modest house, so no one suspects their vast wisdom and incredible wealth. They own a human. They call him their cameraman so he won't get his feelings hurt, but he really is nothing more than a slave. He is their butler, chauffeur. He even cooks their every meal. They also make this slave work full-time, and after a long day in a small, crappy office, he comes home and has to follow them around narrating their videos with a cartoon-like speech impediment. Who's the crazy kitty? Hmm? Who's the crazy kitty? And then post it on their blog. Sometimes they make him sleep on the couch. They never give their slave enough attention and love, just enough to keep him under their spell.
Are you trying to say something about my cats? Huh? All right. Thank you. And next one is Jeffrey of Great Heights, where 100 words is only the beginning.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100 word story entry. This is week number, I don't know, it's week something or other, with the prompt of I had one story written, but I changed my mind because, Lawrence, not just because of Lawrence, I think, there we go. So I call this one, What Is He Doing? What's he doing over there? I don't know, but he said if he got one more stupid phone call, he was gonna go postal. I thought Neil was anti-gun. He is. What's he gonna go postal with? I don't know, but whatever it is, it appears to be pretty long. It sure is taking him a long time to pull it out. Do you suspect he's gonna hurt anyone with it? I'm still trying to figure out what it is. He brought a halberd. How do you conceal one of those? This has been... What's he doing over there? By Jeffrey Height. I hope you enjoyed it.
Okay, so all I did was post a story about, I think it was concealed halberd. Yeah, it was. I was mumbling on Twitter about concealed halberds and goofiness, and there are over 13,000 posts that I've done on Twitter. And all it takes is one to derail someone. That's how dangerous it is. You don't want to follow my Twitter. There are 1,000 people out there, or 5 people and 999 spammer, marketer assholes out there. And it just, you don't want to read it. You just don't. Thank you, Jeffrey, for braving it and suffering the consequences. Next up is Linda. From Sister Pepper Spray. I took a bottle of Tabasco and just started chugging from it. It was good.
Hello, it's Linda, and I guess I should call this dinner theater because I gotta go eat right after this. I'm stealing a moment between wandering around aimlessly trying to avoid raccoons and loading my story, which isn't even loaded yet. Oh, okay, there you go. So this week is completely, entirely fictional. I need to point that out. I say I don't watch reality shows, but they're on, so I see them, you know, and there's, like, all these snippy wives and stuff that are like, hello, my bong is riding up, and they just seem to always be bitching about their daiquiris and stuff, so, I had them in mind, and it's fictional.